I don't think the resignation of the prime minister will change anything. The government has already failed, and the power struggle we saw in the last few months between the president and the prime minister was basically to each find a scapegoat route where playing the blame game, who was responsible for the failure of the TFG. So I think the TFG ship has already sunk, and there is no future for it, so it's gone. So the Prime Minister has resigned it. I think the most of the Somali people would have to see, or would like to see, the President also to resign to save the country from a catastrophic takeover by Islamists.
If you say the government has failed, what do you mean by that? Because you realize that the government is battling the Islamist or extremist almost every day. How can any government perform creditably in such conditions?
Well, if you remember, when this government came, Al-Shabaab were merely about 200 young people. There was no Hizb al-Islam. There was no Ahlus Sunnah. But because of the leadership has failed, Al-Shabaab has strengthened and taken over most of Mogadishu from the government. Also, Al-Shabaab has taken two very important regions from the government, which is Middle Shabelle and Hiran regions. So it was because Shabab has overgrown and become a very strong power. What it tells us is that it is only the government's failure that has given Al-Shabaab the opportunity to build and the opportunity and the time and time and space to become the power it is today. If we had a real leaders and real leadership in the government who had plan, who had a sense of governance in how to run the country, I think Al-Shabaab could have eliminated back in beginning of 2009. But unfortunately, the two highest people in leadership have slept, and now they realize that the time is running out. They started to blame each other. Now the president has asked for try to hide save his skin by forcing the prime minister out. This is a deja vu. We have seen it during Abdul Qasim's term when they failed. They tried to blame each other. We have seen also during the TNG's leadership back in 2003 when the TFG leadership failed. The government, prime minister, and the president had also the same political power struggle. So this is basically what everybody expected at the end, and I'm sure it will not change anything by dismissing only the prime minister. That does not change anything.
So what do you think is the best solution? Because obviously the Islamists are bent on taking over the reins of government. What is the best solution for it?
Well, the best solution is that Sheikh Sharif to resign, and then the international community has to call for a quick fix of a technocrat government, not a conference, but a technocrat government that is small, that is effective, led by people with experience, led by people who can mobilize the people and understand what they want and can deal with the Islamists and make them on board if he can. And also, and work with international community. But unfortunately, so far, we did not have anybody with the capacity to do all those things. What we need is a technocrat government that is a quick fix as soon as Sharif, resigns. We don't need this huge parliament of 550. This has to be disassembled. We don't need, at the moment, the priority has to be security, security, security. And then, while we work on the security, it has to be also humanitarian crisis that is overwhelmingly taking place in all over Somalia, and from there on we could continue to progress. But at the moment, with the current leadership, with the current setup and structure of the TFG, there is no chance it will succeed because it is flawed from day one. It's 4.5. Everything with it is wrong. It has to be changed at all of it.
You remember the international community is backing the government to succeed. At least, remember the former government was filled with technocrats, and that particularly did not go that well. So it makes people to wonder what the best solution is, because Somalia seemed not to get its acts together to face the Islamists.
Let me tell you, the previous government was not a technocrat government at all. The previous government had the same problems that this government had. If you remember, the prime minister and the president could not work together, and then the president has to resign. Then everybody has to go to Djibouti and then elect the current government. Now, we want this government, before, while the African peacekeepers are still in the country, I think we have to form a legitimate technocrat government that is not more than 15, that is led by someone with capacity to lead. And I'm sure somebody who can make peace or make war with opposition. This government hasn't tried to either defeat the opposition or make peace with them. They failed in every corner. They failed in every aspect of leadership. And this cannot continue, because it's just a waste of time and resource to keep the same people. What the international community have been doing in the past 20 years is, it is the recycle of the same old people since 1991. It is the warlords and warlord societies, and also political opportunists who have been running the country. That has to change. The real Somali leaders have to come out. This government has to be replaced by one that is capable to resolve the current crisis. That has a political program. That has good leadership with vision and everything to save the country.